The memory of Rav Sheshes and Bar Miriamid. The end of year, we learned Amar Rav Sheshes. So Shaharei Shahoisa Einay Smuya V'Chatata Eved Yaitz Bay L'Cheirus. So what comes out if a person the Eved has an Aver, which is Mechubal Aguf, but it's not usable. An Eved has an Aver which is Mechubal Aguf, but it's not usable. And the Adayin removes that Aver. That's the case Rashesh is talking about. An Eved has an Aver, it's Mechubal Aguf, but it's not usable. The Eved, the Adayin, removing the Aver, is also considered to be Shem Ba'ayin. Now, the problem is that the Gemara just earlier said exactly the opposite. If you look at the end of the skinny lines, Tanya Idach, isn't the Tanya Idach the opposite of Rav Sheshes? What's the Tanya Idach? Hare Shahaisa Einai Kuhuya Bissama Shinai Neduda Vihipila Im Yachal Ishtamish Ben Kavar Eved Yaitzavim L'Chayris Im Lav Einai Yaitzavim L'Chayris. What did it say? It said over there, Im Lav, if it was not if the tooth was not usable and the other knocked it out, then the Eved does not go out L'Chayris. Only a usable Aver. Isn't that what the Gemara said? And the Brice at the end of the skinny lines, it says you only chayiv if you knock out a usable tooth. If it's not usable, you're not chayiv. Only a usable aver, you're chayiv for knocking out. Rav Sheshes says the opposite. Rav Sheshes says, Hoyseine smuya b'chatata, eved yes l'cheiris, that an aver that's not usable, if you knock it out, the eved does go out l'cheiris. Isn't it a stereo, the two, it's a Brice and Rav Sheshes? Isn't it not the opposite? No, it's a okay, no, you're right. But the stira you hear? You have a stira? From Rav Sheshes' memra to the Tanya Idach, is the Yisayt HaDavar are opposites. If you knock out a non-usable aver, are you aver, you're not aver? Rav Sheshes said yes, and the Gebraisa said no. The Rashba asked the Kashin, he blives in the Tzarafim. The Rashba asked, he blives in the Tzarafim. Mashiach is the kasha. He says the yesh liyashiv. Right, because it says v'sama. It doesn't say he knocked it out. By tooth, it says he knocked it out. It's shver from the Tanya Idach tooth case to Rav Sheshes' eye case. Right.
Yeah, but
the
eye case is not shver.
Right, but shulchan is shver from the tooth. It says a non-usable tooth. If you knock out a tooth, if it was usable, Shem Vayim. It's not usable. It's not. By knocking out an eye, it says the reverse.
It says.
So the Pnei Yeshua answers what you're saying. The Rambam Masha says Yesh Liyashiv. Pnei Yeshua says for the first time a chilek between Shein and Ayin. Yeah, I don't think you had a chilek between teeth and the eye. Says the chilek yishev va'ayin. A person whose eye is missing, Rishesh's ayin the smil v'chatata, that's called mechaseiv. A person whose eye is missing is a mechaseiv. A person whose tooth is missing, probably a lot of people in this room whose tooth are missing too. And someone's tooth is missing, so that doesn't make mechaseiv. So he's saying, Rishesh is telling us that by a tooth in a chinami, a non-usable tooth, you knock it out. If it's not usable, I'm related to the brisa that it's not mechaseiv. But by the case ain esmuya b'chatata, so there I hold that that's called mechaseiv. And memela, it's an issue. And memela, he goes l'chayv. So why should it be a chiluk? So what he's saying is, there are two types of shem ba'ayin. There's shem ba'ayin where you prevent them from having the shimush of the shem ba'ayin, where the shem ba'ayin are equal. And then there's Rosh Hashanah's chiddush, where forget about shimush, you just make him become a mechaseiv, but that also. Now, why should it be a chilek? That's just far. to have a Shem of Seaver, it's got to be one of the Ikrei Evar. And now it's the Torah makes it sound the same. Okay, the Torah makes it sound the same. He's teaching that that's only the guy they're losing the Shemesh or the Shabbat. The Tanatuna, where? What's Muya? Bab Gav Leoma Kuya Vesama Yachlash Tamish by Kvayan to Acheris. Shechash Tamish by Kvayar Hochashani, the Chotita Asol Mukhasaver. Does Tyson answer the question? Tysus asks from the other thing. Tysus asks the steerer from eye to eye. Tysus does not ask the steerer from eye to tooth. Tysus doesn't ask the steerer. They're asking. Tysus question is better. Tysus has a terrace, but Tysus terrace doesn't answer the steerer from eye to tooth. This kasha Tysus doesn't answer because Tysus terrace is chatata asayim uchaseiver. So after you finish your Tysus, you have a kasha. Why by Shane? Why before we said by Shane that you don't go free? If it's a Shane or a Yakavar, you don't go free. So that Tysus doesn't answer. That's what the Marsha is asking in the Maharaj way. What? In Achinami, that's good for the reason that a falling out tooth is not Mechaseva. That's the Siba for this Chilak. That's taka the reason that the Peshua holds that his chiluk is true. That by removing an eye is makes him a mechoseiver, removing a tooth, which derech is more for it to fall out. Okay, divrei Torah chazal say are aniyim b'makim echad v'ashirim b'makim acher. There are two halacha dikasugyas that have nothing to do with Evet that are based on this gemara. One is a shaila in Hilchis Tvila, in Tivoli. We know, and we're going to have it on the bottom of Chafei Amid Aleph, that a chatzitza in the mouth is a chatzitza. Someone is tevel in a mikveh, and in the mouth there's something stuck between the teeth, then that's a chatzitza. It's a chatzitza, and the tvila is not a good tvila. Tevel again. We'll have that later. The shaila is, if somebody has a loose tooth, a loose tooth in the mouth, which is not usable. It's a loose tooth, it doesn't, if it's usable, it's just a little loose, it's not a chatzitza. But it's a loose tooth that you're going to have it pulled out. It's already useless. And the question is that a chatzitza or it's not a chatzitza in the mouth? Should we say, what's a tolian? If the loose tooth is considered a chelek haguf, it's not a chatzitza. Obviously, any chelik haguf, any part of the body, whether it's whatever condition it's in, is not a chatzitza. It's the body. Or should we say that a loose tooth, which is already not usable, is already like disconnected? It's not considered part of the guf. And mimela, the fact that it's in the gums is the chatzitza. This is a shaila that Kama Paiskim Adan on the Avni Nezer in the Tshuva in Yeridaya Saif Sim in Reish Samach. Among others, David Mishorim also has a tshuva based on this Gemara. They say that from this Rajba, not from the Gemara, but from the Rajba and the Masha and the Yeshua, as a raya, that a loose tooth in the mouth, which is not usable, is considered a chelek haguf. It's not a chatzitz. If you have a loose tooth, even if it's not usable, it's still considered part of the guf, because none of it didn't fall out, and it's not a chatzitz. What's the raya? They say, if you're going to hold that a loose tooth that's not usable is considered kinotel dami, it's considered as if it's not part of the guf anymore, then the kasha that the Rajba, the Marsha, and the Pnei Yeshua all asked, that the case of Rav Sheshes is a stira to the Braisa. What did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that in any yachal ishtamish by kavar, ein eved yetzvel lecheres. The Braisa said that if you have a loose tooth which is not usable, and the other knocks it out, you don't go free. So the Raj was asking to steer it to Rav Sheshes. Look, we should answer. What do you mean? A loose tooth is kinakul dami. It's as if it's not there. That's why the Adin knocks it out, you don't go to Chayrus. Because a loose tooth is different. A loose tooth is Kenotl. So a loose tooth is different. Because a loose tooth that's not usable is Kenotl Dami. Since they don't answer this, they don't hold it's Kenotl Dami. If anything, if they sure answers that when you knock it out, it doesn't make you a Mechusei, it just makes you a Mechusei too. But since they don't answer that a loose tooth is Kenotl Dami, it's a Raya from here, Lamaisa, that a loose tooth is not a chatzitz. It's the psak of Avnei Nezer. They're making a connection between chatzitz and Shem Bayin of an Eved. Yeah, they're making the connection. They're saying that the question is the part of the goof. Why isn't it Tali Zedazan? The Gemara's grad, the master, you could compare. But Tosha says, "Lo niy rashi evarim adamin al tefila." Tosha says, "Akach lekol duy." We'll see the Tosha's second Tosha next time. But this is the raya of Avnei Nezer. There's not a chatzitza. The David Misharim, the Tribuna Rav, also has a tshuva on the topic. He's not stick to Avnei Nezer. That it's a magamara. Our Rashba is a raya. He brings a raya shtikul fakert. There's a gemara in Zvachim. There's a din chatzitza. A kayin has to be standing on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash during the avodah. He can't be wearing socks. He can't be standing regal chaveira. He can't be standing on anything. He has to be standing on the floor. The floor of the Beis Hamikdash was stones. It says nedal d'lo even if one of the bricks or stones on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash got loose and it's falling out. Here it says it is a chatzitza. You cannot. They want to bring a raya from there, fakert, that if it's loose and it's about to fall out, it's as if it's out. But the David Mesharim says, all right, you have a raya from the stones of the floor that something loose is like it's out. You have a raya from the tooth in our Gemara that if a tooth is loose, it's in. So to bring a raya to the din of a tooth, you better bring a raya from a tooth and not a raya from a rock, from a brick, from the floor. Nachinayim, from Zvachim, you could be Medama Milsa or Milsa. But our Gemara is a tooth, and the Shaila is a tooth. All right, so a brick in the floor that's loose, it's considered it's missing. But a tooth is a tooth. A tooth is more, it's more kavuas there from the Tshilas Briyasa. He says the raya from the tooth is a better raya, and he paskins the same way that a loose tooth is not a chatzitza. They are chalkim, but these kamal paskim hold. That the loose tooth is not a chatzitza. That's one inyan that's brought from this gemara. That's a Yerodeya inyan. There's an Arachayim inyan also based on this gemara, and that's a tshuva nigris maisha. And what would appear to be a totally unrelated topic, that is, Ramesh has a shayla about Hilchas Tefillin, and this is in the first chelak of igris maisha, Arachayim Aleph, tshuva ches. The shayla is about someone shayof shayadai, someone whose arm, la'elein, whose left arm is paralyzed, not because of damage to the brain, like a stroke. That's a different story. When someone has a stroke, the arm is perfectly good. It's the brain that's missing. But somebody whose hand is yof shayadai, he has a problem with his hand that it doesn't function. And the shayla is: does he put on tefillin on the hand, or not? Is it like nitla yada? If it's nitla yada, righty who loses lane with left hand, so he puts tefillin on the right hand without a bracha. So this person who's yafsha yada smallest, Ramesha has the shayla. So Ramesha brings the raya here. Look at the lashon of the Tana Tuma, the bottom two lines. Thomas v'zachus bebehemei Thomas lebaitis yachol yafsha gapa nikta ragla nikta ta'ena tamalei minay. What are these three things? Yavsha gapa, nikta ragla, nikta ta'ena. Let's see. Nikta ragla means the hand, the leg is disconnected from the body. Nikta ta'ena means the eye is disconnected from the body. So those things which are disconnected, that's mechusei. What's the third thing? Yavsha gapa. What's yavsha gapa? It's obviously the Gemara considers it disconnected from the body. It reads the Lashon HaRashba, but HaRashba says it beferish. HaRashba b'shem arayvit, that yavsha gapa is considered disconnected from the body. So Rav Meisha brings this as a makar that Yavsha Yadai is also considered. Yavsha means that there's no blood flow through the lining through the arm, but that's considered disconnected, and a person has a din kilu. He doesn't have that arm. The arm is not considered on his body because of this din of Yavsha Gapa. Why does the Gemara say Yavsha Gapa? So the same Rashba deals with that. It says, why does it say Yavsha Gapa? Kamash Malan, that for a bird, Gapa, the wings of the bird are considered an Iker Aver of the bird. The Gemara wants to tell us that Gapa is also Chashav Aver, that is considered. That is considered Yavsha, is considered Mechasei. So Rav Meisha brings the Lashon, he says, not a steer to what I said. The Gemara is Kamash Malan, that it's an Iker Eivah. But the din that Yavsha is disconnected, that's the site of this price. And the price of Agav is telling us Yavsha is considered disconnected. Okay. My Nafkamina. If you'll have a makar that it's something special about the wing, then you'll be right. Then Rav Moshe's raya won't be a raya. Rav Moshe holds that it's a clown. It'll be the same thing about ragla. Maybe it's more shchiach yavsha gapa than yavsha ragla. By tefillin, the reason you don't make a bracha is the machlekes rishonim. If someone is a righty, and lo'ilein, he loses his left hand, there's some rishonim holds his patah from tefillin. Tefillin's on the yad keya. Is the yad keya? He doesn't have. So other Rishonim hold, he puts on the right hand. So the truth is, I think right Rishonim hold that he's put from tefillin. So Lamaisa, they put on the right hand, but they put on without a bracha. Alright, so these are two sided yonim that come up here. Let's see the Gemara on Sechafei Amud Aleph. I'd like to learn the Amud Aleph rather quickly because the next Mishnah is again big yisaidis and hilas kinyanim. Let's try to learn through the Amud. I think it's the easy Yamid. Sabi de Nuzanya lo yasi lo pirkei d'Rafista. One day, there were people missing at Shir. You can't let that happen. Amalei Rav Amnuna, Rafista told Rav Amnuna, Zil tzaninu put them in Chayrim. I don't know how to get them to come back to Shir, exactly. But at least the others won't miss, right? Zil tzaninu, go put them in Chayrim. Also, Amar Lahu, my Tamil also upon a pirka. So Rav Amnuna figured, you know, first maybe they have a good excuse. Why weren't you there? Amulei, am I nasi? Why should we come? The bina minay milsav alay pashatlan. I don't know exactly what does this mean. Beinon mean that we asked him questions, he didn't answer us. That's what it means. It sounds like, but then what's his answer? So he said, we asked questions, he didn't answer us. There's who didn't answer us? Rav Chista. Amar lahu, so Rav Amnuna said, mi biisu minay midi v'lay pishtim alachu. Okay. You should ask me. If he's telling you. You have to ask Rav Chista. You can ask me and I'll answer you. If you asked me, I would have answered you. How, exactly how that's an answer, I'm a little confused.
People think that all rabbis are the same.
So
had a bad case for rabbis,
but
you can answer them.
So from there, I said, I'll answer.
So you know, all these rabbis, they don't know how to answer them. So I can answer you.
I can answer. Okay. What? Yes, I don't know exactly the flow is. Maybe he meant Rav Chista gives the shir and I'm the Shailo Meshiv, so you should ask me. That's what he meant. So by me that they asked Eved Shasir Sai Rabbi Bebeyim Mahu. If the Eved was, if the Adin was Mazikim Bebeyav Mahu, Kimum Shebegoli Dami Yalai, why have the Yadai? Rav Nuna didn't know. Which is also a Shvach of Rav Nuna. He didn't just stammer out some kind of answer. He said, I don't know. Amulai Mashimech Amulu Hamnuna. Amulai Laf Hamnuna El Karnuna. You're not Hamnuna, you're Karnuna. It's also, it looks like they got along very nicely. You're not allowed to call people names. Yeah. The Gemara says not call people names. The Rambam says it's only if you're Ruggle. Only if you're Ruggle, if you call them the nickname all the time. It seems from the Rambam you can call somebody a nickname once in a while. Yeah, it's a Ruggle, you don't get out of my book. The Rambam doesn't bring that if you do it once, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, if you're ruggle, you don't get a lam havam, means you shouldn't do it once. Maybe it's they're telling you muster. They tell me you should be learning better. Yesh v'kranes. We say shesamta chalkeinu miyeshve beis medrash, v'lo samta chalkeinu miyeshve kranos. I've heard the kasha that why it's what do you have to say both? You say shesamta chalkeinu miyeshve beis medrash. So if yeshve beis medrash, me'meili you're not anything else. It's something yeshve kranos, beis medrash v'lo yeshve kranos. So elamai vice dies that there are people who are in the beis medrash and they're still yeshve kranos. So it seems, no, if you want this medrashim, it's still, right, Yishmash has corners also. So he told him, you didn't learn enough. All right, let's learn that they weren't making fun of him, they were giving him mus. Also, Rav Chista, Rav Amnona didn't fight, he wanted to find out the answer. Amalai, Astisu Balaminaf, it's a Mishnah. Ninan, Ezra, Baruch Shevarim Shabbatim, Kulamei Metam Shemichya. There are 24 Evarim, which are not to Metam Metzeras. Veiluim, Rashi Yitzbaisi, Daim Raglaim, Rashi Yitzbaisi, Daim Rashi Yitzbaisi, Daim Rashi Yitzbaisi, Rashi Dalim Shabi Isha Rabbi Yudaimer Av Shabi Ish B'Tani Yalom B'Kulan Eved Yaitim Em L'Cheiris. So all these 24 Eivarim, if you're Mazik and Eved, it goes free. And Rabbi Yaimer Av Asirus Ben Azayimer Av Halosh. So we're bringing from Rabbi. Rabbi said Av Asirus. So what is Asirus? So I'm a Rabbi Yaimer Av Asirus Asirus Demai Ilay Masirus Degid Haivu Gviya. It's already one of the 24. Alav Asirus Debayim. The Mishnah. Mishnah, you should have known. It's a Brisa on the Mishnah. Tony Allah, it's a Brisa. So he didn't know the Brisa. So if you don't know the Brisa, there's no time on you. But don't tell me that maybe be a little me knowing also. But I am really looking. I want to tell you a klal in Shas that in Shas, whenever you find an Amira that says you can ask me anything and I'll answer you, he's always stumped in the next Gemara. The Gemara says a few places, Hare Ani, so and so, Beshuke, Yerushalayim, I can answer anything. Every time someone says you can answer anything, he's always stumped. There's a muster in that, for sure. But Rav Chista was able to answer, but not Rav Chista.
Why would the Orphan have said?
I guess Rav Chista didn't answer that. He knew the answer. I don't know the answer. Alright, there's a kasha on this sugya. The Hamakne asks that Sirus is a lav. It's a lav sheesh by Malchus. Sirus, being Misaris, a human being, even being Misaris an animal. Sirus is a lav. Someone who's Misaris, somebody gets Malchus. So frekt the Sefer Hamakne. Why do you go out with Shem Ba'ayin? We should say, come leib deravine. He's going to get Malchus for Sirus. So if he gets Malchus for Sirus, there should be no Teshlumin. What? Okay, good. 1 second. What? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So he asks that it's a... that Sirus is an Isolav. So he answers that it means like seriously biyadayim. That it means he wasn't the saras biyadayim. Allah hashivay b'sheleg or with mayim karim. He did things that indirectly caused the sirus, which is not allowed. But that itself is shver because if it indirectly caused it, it's not sirus. Then it's a grama by shemvayim also, which also should be shemvayim. Maybe he was a raife. Maybe it was a Reif who was trying to help him. So he was Eiva Siris B'Shaigek. So Chayve Malka Shaigek again is also Peturim. Right? Maybe there was no Asra, but that's, they're still part of Chayve Malka Shaigek again is Peturim. Even it's their Shaigek, no Asra means an extra Shaigek. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan answers in the Ein Yitzchak. He answers what we were saying along the lines of what we're talking about the whole sugya. Says Rashi says in Bava Kamma that by come like the rabbi minay, tfisa helps. That if somebody breaks your window on Shabbos, so he says, I don't have to pay, I was Abraham Hilchah Shabbos. So he's takapata, come like the rabbi minay, and he was a shaggy. But tfisa helps. If you grab money from him, by come like the rabbi minay, tfisa works. So Zakh Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, here also, every Eved, right at the same Torah, every Eved is toughest ba'atzmai. And since every Eved is toughest ba'atzmai, so by Kamalei D'Rabbi, the Tfisa works. Oh, so yesterday we said the Ketzais, but I don't think it's a stira. I was thinking about that. Yesterday we said from the Ketzais that you're not a Tfisa ba'atzmai if it's a suffix, if it's Yad Rabbi. But here it's not a suffix. Rashi's lumdus is that by Kamalei D'Ramine, there is Be'etza Mechiv. It's just the Din and Bezdin. Risha Achas, Ata Mechaivai, Viyata Mechaivai, Mishum Shtei Rishais. Bezdin can't be Mechaiv too. But Kavish Mei Galiyat is a Chiv. A Vada Chiv, not a suffix Chiv. Din and Hogis Bezdin, Bezdin can't enforce two ancient. So, Mamela, it's not a suffix, it's a Vada. It's a Vaday, Tfisa helps. Even the Ktsais would be masked, that Tfisa helps. That's the way I'm shy that even according to the Ktsais, this Teres would be. Good. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Rebbe Yomer Afas Sirus, but Rebbe Lash and Lai. Does Rebbe disagree about the tongue? Very minimum. Hey, Misha Haya Maze, somebody was spritzing what? This is going on Paraduma. And the Mechatas, what? Excuse me? It's going on the Mechatas, no? Hare Shahaya Maze, the Nitza Hazal Pif. The halach is when you spritz the mayim of the Paraduma, it has to hit any part of the person. Even if it's his pinky, it's good. Any part of the goof. It has to hit part of his goof. The Nitza Hazal Pif went into the mouth. Rebbe Yamehiza, it's good. The Chamayim Alayhiza. My lava l'shayne means on his tongue. So we see Rebbe holds on the tongue is considered an evisha begalut. And for the Gemara, light. Doesn't mean the tongue, al svasav shita, on the lips are zecha evisha begalut. Malditem, zimnin the chom svasav, sometimes a person holds his lips tight and it's not visible, kamash malan is considered visible. In the Havamina, the Chama is not Azar because of that. But the Gemara slugs it up. The Gemara says, Vatanya al-Shayne. You have Fesha Braisa that they argue on the tongue. Vaitanya, Shinitl Roy Valashin. Rebbe Yomer, Hamidabisha Valashin. That's considered a Mum if Roy, the part of the Lashin, a person needs to speaking, or an animal needs to speaking, is considered a Mum. Ella must be Rebbe Yomer Sirus, Valami Bai Lashin. Rebbe holds Sai Sirus, Sai Lashin is considered Mukhasar Eivim. The Seis is considered Yaitz L'Cheiris. Then Azay Omer, Lashon, yes, Avosirus Loi, Umayaf, Akamaisa. When Ben Azay said, Af HaLashon, he means the 24 plus the Lashon, but he argues on Sirus. Yehochi, Nekadma, De Ben Azay Beresha. If so, it should say Ben Azay first. And for the Gemara, Tana, Shoma Le Derebi, Vekava, Veshoma Le Ben Azay Betani, Umishna Le Zazam Kain. Derech of Tanoim, that they put the Mishnah in the order that they heard it. Even though it's a little misleading, the af, but they left it Mishnah by Zazam and Mekayim. Ben Azai said Beferish, Ben Azai Omer Af Halash. It's Beferish, right? The first white line. Question is when he said af, what is he obey Sirus? So Ben Azai held Af Halash and Sirus and Lashon. And Rebbe said Af Sirus, he held Sirus and Lashon. Then Rebbe and Ben Azai are the same. Which is a Rebbe U Ben Azai Omerim, Af Sirus Valash. So to make them not be the same sheet, so we have to say Rebbe holds both, Ben Azay holds one. Amar Ula Hakol Moedim Balashin Linyan Tuma the Galuyu Eitzel Sheretz. If something touches the tongue, the whole person is Tami. My Tama Sheiga Vayam Rachmada Hainami Vrenegiyu Linyan Tfila Kitamun Dami Linyan Tivaling. It's Tamun. You don't have to let water into your mouth. My Tama Ferachetz Bisarei B'Mayim Am Rachmada Ma Bisarei Me'Avrai Avkal Me'Avrai. So a person's table doesn't have to let water into his mouth or his eyes. He closes his eyes. Leinechleku ella linyan hazar. Should we compare hazar to tuma and it's considered an evisha begaloi, or should we compare it to tefila that's an evisha beseis? Rebbe medamel al tuma, it's evisha begaloi. Rabbanu medamel tefila, it's an evisha beseis. But tavai by krokem iflagi. Hadadash in the pasuk, he's a hatar al hatame. Rebbe savar, he's a hatar al hatame. It's just like Hazar or has certain the din is that if it spritzes on the lashon, it's considered every shabbat galui. The chitay also, tyra too. Rabbanan sabri the chitay, vayem ashri the chibis begar b'chamaim. They dash in the other way. So rabbanan nami the dam yelatuma. Why aren't the rabbanan asking to Rebbe? Tyra metayra havalei lamal. If they want to learn tefillah from Azar. Rebbe Nidami Latfila. Why does Rebbe learn Hazar Nidami Latfila? Why doesn't he darshan like the Rabbanan? Which had the Rabbanan darshan, the darshan, the Chibet Begade Verachat Bamayim. That the Chitai and Rachat Bamayim say one after the other. The Chibet we have a Shri, the Chibet Begade Verachat Bamayim. See Dash and Chitai and Rachat Bamayim go together. And for the Gemara, the Chibet Begade of Hipsike Inyan. Now, let me just tell you, I went through Yomit quickly. I think you're all capable of going through it rather quickly. Next, for Sunday, I'd like that all of you should learn this last piece of Gemara well. First of all, for those of you who are already married and Hilchis Chatzitza, Hilchis Tevila, Negeya, ready to Hilchis Nida, the halachas of this are have to do with halacha lemaisa. For everybody else, you should know that the mitzvah shema will be nageya lemaisa. The halachas of chatzitza bepeh are based on this gemara. Mitzvah shema, I'll let you know there are a couple of tshuvas based on this gemara. And if Sunday, you only have to know till the next mishnah. Monday we'll do it and we'll start the next sugya. But for Sunday, I'm going to learn the sugya of makom aroi labias mayim, which is the bottom of the yamid. Mitzvah shema, I'll give you the maram kindness.